Crow Wing and Cass counties have a lot of outlets for human services, and those services are meant to help children and families in need of support. A group of quilters in the Brainerd area has partnered with human service groups to offer a very special kind of support. They're warm, handmade quilts. Alana Yust talked with Pine Tree Patchwork Quilt, the members of the Pine Tree Patchwork Quilt Guild, about some of the work they're doing in our area and how you can see some of their unique quilts. Here's Alana.
Northern Minnesota can be a great place to live year-round, but for families struggling to make ends meet, it can be a cold and stressful time of year. For homeless families and families in transition, the harsh winters are felt the most severely. A group of quilters in Brainerd is working to give some warmth in their area by making and donating quilts to youth in transition. Charlene Jania is talking with me this morning from Brainerd. She's one of the members of the Pine Tree Patchwork Quilt Guild. Charlene, thanks for talking with me.
Sure. Happy to have the opportunity.
Well, Charlene, quilters encompass so many different skill sets and experience levels. Can you tell us about the patterns that you work from and what constitutes an art quilt?
If you asked 100 quilters, you'd get 100 different answers on the art quilts. I always think of it as anything that has a top, a batting, and a back can be a quilt. Most people obviously are used to quilts that lay on beds or you snuggle with on the couch or something like that. But art quilts can vary from wall hangings to fabric vases, fabric bowls, clothing.
Wow.
There's been real innovation in, actually the quilting is the part that holds the three layers together. And free motion quilting has gotten very, very popular in the art world, which basically means that as you're sewing the three layers together, the machine isn't really doing a lot of the work. You're doing it with your hands, making designs, filling in the spaces, that sort of thing. And there is a group of art quilters in our club. That certainly is something that is available to learn more about.
How many quilters are a part of the Pine Tree Patchwork Quilt Guild?
There's about 90 currently. Basically, all you need is a love of quilts, and that's all. We hold meetings on the second Monday of every month at the Lord of Life Lutheran Church in Baxter. Each meeting is divided in two parts, and one part is a program. We have a program committee of three or four people that work to bring in quilt shop owners from the area, maybe like within a 100-mile radius, that often will do trunk shows, it's called, which they bring samples of quilts that are usually hanging in their shops or whatever, and also patterns that they may have designed themselves. Or actually, we've actually had some internationally known quilters. That doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. So part of it is an educational program, which is always really fun. The other half of the meeting is business related to running the club and also related often to the quilt show. We start almost 2 years, or start right away after a quilt show for members to design the next raffle quilt, because it takes almost 2 years probably to get it completed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know you've got a wide variety of experience in your group as well. How long have you been quilting?
Let's see, 2003 is when I started. It was always a dream of mine. I did know how to sew. My mom taught me as a kid, but I never did quilting. I sewed mostly clothes for myself. So I've been in the club 12 years and learned a ton just from going to meetings and talking to people.
I'm talking with Charlene Jania, one of the members of the Pine Tree Patchwork Quilt Guild in Brainerd. Now, Charlene, you've got a really healthy group that not only meets regularly and is interested in learning more and experimenting with quilting, but you're doing a lot of good in northern Minnesota as well. Tell us, if you could, about the crisis quilts that the guild makes and what you do with them.
Crisis quilts are basically donated quilts. Some are made by the club, and others are made by area residents who don't really belong to the club, but go through the quilt shops or are looking for a place to be able to contribute to the community. So we will accept quilts that are finished, or actually just quilt tops, from people who aren't members of the club, and then finish those quilts and distribute them to children 18 or younger around the Crow Wing County and Cass County. We do a lot of donating to the women's shelter in Brainerd, also to child protection through Crow Wing and Cass County Social Services. We've donated to the sexual assault services. Actually had a quilt donated to the Radiothon to end child abuse. Basically, the focus of the donation is on kids 18 or younger, and there's probably, as you know, a tremendous amount of social services in northern Minnesota to get access to getting these out to kids.
Right, and I think your quilts are such a labor of love because they're not only expensive usually to make, but they're very time-consuming as well. Can you talk about kind of what goes into the making of these quilts?
A lot of quilters have a stash, which means it's fabric that has been collected over a number of years, just sitting around kind of waiting to be used. And people will go into their stash and just find a pattern they enjoy, and usually they're pieced, or you cut, it's kind of crazy, but you have a yardage of fabric that you cut into pieces, and then you sew it back together. It can be very labor-intensive. Lots of tiny, tiny pieces put together, or it can be more larger pieces, which are traditionally what these quilts, crisis quilts, are. They tend to be on the simpler side because you can make more, you know, can make them faster that way.
Yeah. How did the idea for the crisis quilts come about? It's really such a thoughtful gesture, and perfect that you've got such a large group of people that's willing to donate their time and energy for these quilts.
You know, I don't honestly know how it started. I do know that the club has been in existence since September of 1980. And I think that just over the years, people were interested in giving back to the community. And it evolved into these crisis quilts, as well as other charities we contribute to. We do Meals on Wheels placemats. All people that are receiving Meals on Wheels receive a new placemat sometime in December with their Christmas meal, and that's been going on for years. We also are committed to making a queen-size quilt for each Habitat for Humanity house that's completed in Crow Wing County. There has been a group of women that go into the jail in Crow Wing County and do quilting with the inmates. So there's a lot of the community programs that we do as well. And it's all volunteer. I should quit saying women because there is one guy in the club.
Sure, fair enough. And do you have a sense, Charlene, of how many quilts are donated each year?
Oh, I know for crisis quilts, it averages about 100, give
Amazing.
Or take. And the quilts are of all sizes. They're not all big bed quilts. They range from a size that a mother could use on a baby to something toddlers can take around with them to bigger sizes for older kids of like 60 inches long by 50 inches wide. I don't have the numbers for the other organizations, but I would guess the stockings are probably around 70
wow.
a year. And I know the Habitat, I think this year we've had 7 houses built around Crow Wing and Cass County, and they each got a quilt.
Well, it's just an incredible amount of work that you're doing in northern Minnesota, and it's wonderful to hear about. And people can actually go and see a lot of the work that the Pine Tree Patchwork Quilt Guild has created right now, because the crisis quilts are currently on display. Can you tell us how we could see them?
Sure. They're on display and hanging from the rafters at the Brainerd Public Library. They've been there about a month, and they'll probably be there till about the middle of January, and then we'll take them down and start distributing.
Great. Well, Charlene, one more question. If someone wanted to join the Pine Tree Patchwork Quilt Guild, how would they do that?
The easiest way is just to show up at a meeting on the second Monday of the month, yes, at Lord of Life Church in Baxter. And anybody, any skill level, any type of quilting is welcome. And then you get to exhibit your quilts at our quilt show that occurs every other year. And we hold that at the Brainerd High School.
Well, Charlene, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for contacting us and giving us this exposure.
You can see the crisis quilts of the Pine Tree Patchwork Quilt Guild on display at the Brainerd Public Library now through the middle of January. After the display, the quilts will be given to Brainerd area youth in transition. For more information about the Pine Tree Patchwork Quilt Guild, you can give us a call at 800-662-5799.
And Alana's interview with Charlene Janya. It was part of our Area Voices series, our Area Voices Telling the Arts and Culture and History of Northern Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. And that was the Pine Tree Patchwork Quilt Guild and their special project.